identity theft, investment fraud, cyber scams, phone calls from criminals posing as grandchildren who claim to be in a bind and need money wired urgently. Mariana Stacy, community outreach educator at Wilmington's Brightmoor Retirement Home, says the people behind scams like these are becoming increasingly sophisticated, which means seniors and their loved ones must follow suit in order to outsmart them.
We've heard stories of how they look through the obituaries to find widows or widowers who are still in grief and who are susceptible to something, and actually approach them at their front door or standing at the clothesline or out by their mailbox with, you know, something fraudulent, a scam that sounds very, very real.
To give the public a sense of how scam artists select and target their victims, the Cape Fear Elder Abuse Prevention Network is assembling speakers including U.S. postal inspectors, Medicare coordinators, sheriffs, attorneys, and bank officials. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.